Okay. Tav pe aleph. Okay. Tav pe aleph shelo lishtot achar arba kosos. Not to drink after the fourth cup of wine. So aleph. Achar arba kosos, once you finish drinking the fourth cup of wine, einu rashai lishtot yayin alamayim. You're not allowed to drink wine anymore that night. Only thing you're allowed to have is water. So just a quick point out, the tour wonders where this Isser comes from. It's not in our Shas. And apparently it comes from the Gaonim. Exactly how or when and why is not 100% clear, except there is reasons for it. Just the nature of the Takana, the tour is wondering. Haga, v'chol ha-mashkin dinan ki-yayin. And all liquids for this halacha have the same din as yayin. We don't drink anything except for water. And again, most obviously permit coffee and tea. All right, we'll leave out the question mark of sugar and milk. Anyways, milk is fleshic already. Anyways, so what's wrong with... So the two main reasons that are given, and it seems to be the Shulchan Aruch is paskening the chumra for both. The two problems are, is we don't want it to be most if... Right? It could look like you're adding on to the cups, right? The kanas to have four, not five, six, or seven necessarily, although we'll talk about five in a moment. And not, we don't want you drinking more wine is the ikar problem, because, but both are an issue, because we don't want you to get too sleepy. We want you to stay up for the Seder and perhaps much past. Okay. So those are the two main reasons given. Okay. So let's keep reading. Umishu istinis, so the Ramah talks, mentions, what happens if a person is somewhat of an istinis, he needs to drink wine for himself, whatever the reason is, otaev harbe lishtot, or he just really, really wants another drink of wine. Yachol lishtot kos chamishi, you are allowed to drink a fifth cup. V'yomar alav, halel hagadol. So there's one exception, right, it's necessary to drink wine and pretty much all drinks, certainly Chamar Medina, but generally we assume everything except for water. So the one exception is if you want to have another cup of wine, what do? You say Halal HaGadol. Okay, so what does that mean exactly? That means after you finish a Halal and everything, before, after, near tzel, whatever, you take another fifth cup, and it depends if you had a mind to keep drinking or not, but okay, let's say you probably would say Berei Pri HaGefen, but when before you drink from it, you hold up the cup, and you hold it, and you say Halal HaGadol. That's that long 26 Pasuk Tehillim of Kilo Lam Chazdo. Okay. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch does not discuss Kos Chamishi at all. Happens to be one of the longest tours, especially for not being in the Shulchan Aruch. And it could be just because it's optional. And there's a question, is it better to say it, not better to say it among the Rishonim? And is it, and then what do you do about the bracha? Where do you say it? Do you say a bracha before or after? Or which bracha afterwards? It's a little bit of a question, right? Melech Molel B'tish Bachot, and etc. So it becomes a little bit of an issue. Alright. It does seem, now, I'll just point out the Mishnah Brura. First, he writes in the Mishnah Brura that when you're going to do this Kos Chamishi and say Halal HaGadol, the only time you can do this is if you didn't say Melech Molel B'tish Bachot. You have to be saying this on the fifth cup on the Halal HaGadol before you say Melech Molel B'tish Bachot. But then, in the Bir Halacha, he basically points out that according to Rov Rishonim, what he just wrote is not correct. It seems clear from the Ramah, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Maharal that you could say it even after Melech Molel B'tish Bachot. So I'm not exactly sure why he wrote the Mishnah Berurah the way he did, but perhaps just because it's so optional, just to be strict.
But you don't make another...
100%, so. Everybody says, you only say Melech Molel B'tish Bachot once. Whether No. The Maharal points out, what's the correct way to do it? Pretty simple, he says. You say the entire regular Hallel, you say Nishmat, Yalucha, Melech Malal, B'tishpachot, but you don't say Hallel Agadol. You pull that one Mizmor out, and you save it for after the fourth cup, and then on that Kilam Chazda, the 26 Tehillim, that's called Hallel Agadol, then you say it, you save it, you say that last, after Melech Malal B'tishpachot, after you drink the fourth cup, and then you can drink a fifth cup later on that night. Okay. No, just to point out, the Maharal points out, according to most Rishonim, and including the Rambam, if you actually look at it inside, you do see that it is preferable, it is better to say, to have a Kos Chamishi on Halal Hagadol. It's Lechatchila, but yes, you do it after Melech Malal B'tishpachot, as we just explained. Okay. If you say the bracha b'priya gefen, again, it depends if you had it in mind or not. If you had it in mind when you said the third or fourth bracha, then you would not say b'priya gefen on this one. There's not a special takana of Chazal to say b'priya gefen, just like there is for Ashkenazim for the first, right? And according to the Rambam, for all four cups, you say your own b'priya gefen. There is no b'priya gefen for Kos Chamishi unless you changed your mind and you thought you were finished drinking. Now, what is so important about this Kos Chamishi? What's the whole inyan about it? Because you do see from, perhaps from the Gemara, certainly from the Rishonim, that it is preferable, according to most. So, the Mahalach of the Ramah is, and perhaps the Shulchan Aruch or whatever, it seems to be, it's basically an excuse if you want to have another fifth cup of wine. So we let you. But many point out that actually no, it's lechatchila, you want to have this fifth cup. I'll just say real bekitzer, the concept behind it, the Maharal points out, it's a great shevach, this Halal Agadol, and it's even greater than the Dalet Kosos. Dalet Kosos is for Geula. And an even greater level is Parnasa. That's even more difficult to constantly sustain. And that's why there's no bracha, there's no rishus, because it's a higher level. And on things that are higher level, they're more spiritual and less physical, and it doesn't even get its own bracha. It's to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, and then to be mefarnes otanu sham. And that's why the last, at the very end of Halal Agadol, it starts out with geula, but at the end, the climax, it goes to notein lechol basar, because that's the greatest level. And that's why it's only the Baal HaBayit, he says, should really be drinking from it, because he's the one who's mefarnes the whole bayit. Maybe in some of our homes, if it's the woman, maybe she should be the one who drinks it. But okay. Now, I heard from Rabbi Weiner, another famous pshat is the Kos Chamishi is symbolic of La'asid Lavo. That's also V'havienu with the Geula Shlema. And that's why there's five cups, because Kos is Gematria 86. And there are 86 years of Avodas Parach. 5 times 86 is 430. And 430 is the years that we're supposed to be, we're in Mitzrayim. That's what it says in Parshas Bo. And since either it didn't happen yet, or because we already drink, perhaps, Al Pidrash, the fifth cup, through our suffering and poison, therefore, there's no bracha on it. Okay, let's get back to the halacha. We are in base. Halacha, Seif, base. Chayav Adam La'asach B'Hilchos HaPesach B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. One should eat one after the Haggadah, right? People should learn about Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim. U'lesaper b'nisim u'b'niflaot she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'avoteinu, and to speak about all the wonderful nisim that Hashem did for us, in particular Mitzrayim, but now as well, whatever nisim we experience. But okay, right? Mitzrayim is the source for all future galios and eventually geula. Ad shetechatfenu shena, until a person falls asleep. Okay, so there's halacha and midrashim that could be said all night. Haga.
What does that mean, Ashtabdenushena? Means that he falls asleep like sitting in his chair learning?
Yeah.
Why does Raman then
talk? Or Lavdavka, but yeah. It's an expression. It could be either one. It's not, you're not machuyev to fall asleep at the table. Haga, you're allowed to. Or it means the sleep is, you find yourself falling asleep, so you catch yourself up and go to bed. Haga. Okay. V'chol din leil rishon, yesh gam kein b'leil sheni. Whatever applies to the first night applies to the second night if you're in chutz la'aretz. V'noagim shel yikrat al mito rak parshat shema v'lo shar dvarim shekoyim shar leilot kedei lahagin ki leil shemurim hu min hazikin. So the Rama writes that the minag is to say Kriyat Shema al Mita. Mishnah Berurah points out with Birkas Hamapil. So again, for the Svaradim Chazon Ovadia, Ovadia Yosef says you also say Birkas Hamapil even if it's after Chatzos, but many follow the Ben Ish Chai who do not say the Bracha of Hamapil after Chatzos ever. I'm talking about Shein V'Malchus. Right. So without Shein V'Malchus, then everyone says to say. Very good. Okay. Right. So the minag by Ashkenaz we see over here from the Rama is not to say the extra psukim. The minag by Sfardim is to say. Again, it's not ma'akev anything either way. Anyways, what's special because tonight is Lel Shimurim, so we need less special shemira. Okay. Tav pei beis din min she'ein lo mata shemura. What happens if a person doesn't? Okay. Let's read Aleph. If a person lacks enough mata shemura, so Aleph. A person only has one kazayas for himself or for each person. One kazayas of matzah shmura. When do you eat it? So he says like this. So we're assuming you have matzah shmura, and then you have a lot of regular matzah that's not shmura. So, mevarech al achilas maror ve'ochel. Okay, shagomer. So that tells me matzah she'enu meshumeret. Mevarech al achilas matzah. The ochel oto kazayit. So what do you do? In the beginning of the meal, when you say hamotzi lachamina aretz, you're going to say it on matzah. That's not matzah shmura. But you're not going to say the bracha of alachilas matzah. So you're just going to eat one kazayis right now for the chamishna for... Okay. But you're going to wait for your kazayis of matzah shmura for a... The very end for the afikomen, and that's when you're going to say alachilas matzah. And we don't worry about korech because once you lose your matzah shmura, we just say okay, never mind. Korech is really just a zecher anyway, and you need matzah shmura for korech with the matzah with the maror. Okay, so then you save it for afikomen, and when you eat the afikomen, you say alachilas matzah because you want to say alachilas matzah on matzah shmura. Ve'ena to'em acharav klum. And then you don't eat anymore because you don't eat anything after the afikomen.
So it counts as both the matzah and the afikomen.
Exactly. That one kazait at the end counts for your mitzvah of both, of eating matzah and the afikomen. Now what happens if a person is sick? Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah points out, if a person is sick, what should you do? And a person is sick in the sense that he's not able to eat more than a kazait of bread the whole night. Any kind of bread. Any kind of matzah. So what do? You're going to start off eating the meal without bread. At the beginning, you're going to say Kiddush on wine. And then when you get to Hamotzi, you're not going to say Hamotzi. You're going to save the one Hamotzi of Matzah Shmura, because you could only eat one kazayit of Matzah, period, of any kind of Matzah, this person. And you're going to eat it all for the Afikomen. So when you get to the Afikomen, you're going to say Hamotzi and Achilas Matzah. But what happens if a person can't have any matzah and can't drink wine? He can't tolerate wine. So what does he do? He can't do the dalak kosos. And for kiddush, then you have to say hamotzi. You have to say kiddush. So you have to say hamotzi at the for kiddush. So when you say kiddush, you're going to end up saying hamotzi. And achilas matzah and everything all then. Okay. Let's read. Haga. Umi she'ema shneha leilos rak shalosh matzos. Now let's say you're in chutz la'aretz and you have two nights. And you only have three full matzos. What do you do? So Yevarach Lel Rishon Hamotzi V'Alach Ilas Matzah V'chein Akricha Hakol Mina Prusa. So you're going to end up doing Yachatz early on, like you normally do. And then when you get to Hamotzi and Alach Ilas Matzah, you only have 2.5 matzahs. But you want to, so you're going to say Hamotzi while holding 2.5 matzahs. So you have Lecha Mishnah and 2 whole ones. But you're only going to be eating from the piece, the middle matzah of from Yachatz left over. And you're going to save those 2 whole matzahs for the next night. Same thing could theoretically apply in Eretz Yisrael if your neighbor doesn't have whole matzahs. So you can have him do it first or you do it first. And one of you eats from the prusa and not from the whole matzah.
The seder of the second night is more important than the seder of the day of the first day itself.
That's a good question. He doesn't mention what to do for lunchtime. I don't know.
No, that doesn't have to be on matzah shmura.
Maybe it's talking about you only have 3 whole matzah shmura. Right. Very good. Yeah, use it up for the lunchtime if that's all you have, probably. Okay. Ushtei Ashlemos, these 2 whole matzah shmuras that you pointed out, will save it Lel Sheni or for your friend. Okay. Some point out that maybe in this case it's better not to do yachatz. Before Hamotzi, do yachatz after Hamotzi. So that you could eat from Mashalim, but whatever. And someone points out for the second night, that's from the Magen Avraham, you should take a little crumb or a little piece left over from your yachatz and save it for the second night. So you can have yachatz at the beginning of the second Seder and still have 2 whole ones left over for when you get to, Hamotzi then. Fine. Tav pe gimel, din mi she'ein lo yayin. What happens if a person doesn't have wine? Okay, you can't tolerate it, doesn't have it in the house, nobody can have wine, what do you do? Aleph, mi she'ein lo yayin v'lo Pesach, doesn't have any wine the night of Pesach. So what do you do? Mekadesh al hapat, you say kiddush on the matzah. So at the very beginning, you're holding the matzah instead of wine. And then you shemavarech hamotzi, you say the bracha of hamotzi, right, on all of them. Then ubotzeya, then that's when you perhaps do yachatz. It's a whole question. The word botzei over here is perhaps it's done now. The Mishnah Berurah says for our times, for us, we always have 3 whole matzahs, and so you should just do botzeya after achilas matzah. Okay, whatever. Umaniach yadav alav ad shegomer hakiddush. So basically, you're holding the matzahs until you finish Kiddush. And again, you could be, at this point, you could be holding 2.5 matzahs, 3 matzahs, 1.5 matzahs. It's not really ma'akev. They all work. Umevarech alach ilas matzah v'ochel. And then, at the end of Kiddush, you finish Kiddush. Before you eat, you say alach ilas matzah. This is where you put it in. V'acharkach ochel. And whatever, so then you're going to eat the ochel, then you eat the matzah, okay, fine.
So the Mekadesh needs to eat.
The Mekadesh, and everybody needs to eat. It depends. Not everybody needs to eat. As long as everybody has their own Lecha Mishnah for later on, if everybody has their own 3 matzahs, I don't think people usually do that, so then, yes, or every individual little family, if they have any family that has their own matzah, it depends how you conduct your Seder in your house. You need to make sure that when you say Hamotzi, it's on Lecha Mishnah. So you could be Yotzi through the Baal HaBayit, and everyone else has another 3 matzahs for later, or he's doing he's the Baal HaBayit, and he's doing Hamotzi for everybody, which I think most people do, but so then everybody will be eating right now. Okay? Either way. V'acharkach, so now you finished, you basically finished Kiddush, Hamotzi, and Alachilas Matzah. Right? Or what we call Motzi Matzah, whatever. V'acharkach Ochel, Sha'ar Yerakos. Now you're going to do Karpas. and without netilas yadayim, because you're doing it right away, right after you already washed your hands for the bread. Umasalek ha-shulchan, you move away the tables, everyone asks questions, what's going on over here? Ve'omer, nishma nishtana, and they ask, ma nishtana, then the whole Haggadah, you say the whole Haggadah, ad ga'al Yisrael, and then you say the bracha, then you get to ga'al Yisrael. Machloket achronim, if you say the bracha, ga'al Yisrael. Some say you could only say the bracha of ga'al Yisrael, the bracha was nitkan only on a second cup of wine, and you don't have a second cup of wine. So that's a machlokes. Probably I would say suffik brachos lahakal, but anyways, it's a machlokes. Okay? Umevarech al hamaror ve'ochel. And then you say the bracha of hamaror, for asher kishan al achilas maror, and you eat the maror then. V'acharkach korech matzah, and then you do korech. Umaror together ve'ochel. Haga. Below bracha. And you're not saying another bracha now because you already said all the brachas except for maror I mentioned just right now. But when it comes to the matzah brachos, we did them a kiddush already. Uvim kamot shenoagim lishtot mashke hanasa midvash shekorin med yachol likach oto mashke la'arba kosos im eino yayin. Now, in places where there was a custom, particularly on Pesach, to drink this honey drink, and it became like Chamar Medina for that place. So then, if you have no wine or grape juice, you can use this. That's right. Most poskim point out, even though it's only considered Chamar, normally Chamar Medina has to be something that everybody drinks all year long. And but this case of med, it could be that it's only drunk. It could be something that's Chamar Medina. Could be only if it's only Chamar Medina for Pesach. Like once you enter the 7 days, 8 days of Pesach, like your concept of what's changes a little, your frame of reference changes a little bit. All right, that's a question, but that is what most poskim say. V'yesh omrim she'ein osin kiddush al sha'ar mashkin, and then you can't say kiddush on anything else unless. Velinira delian arba kosos, but for arba kosos yesh lismach amand amar demekachin al shar mashkim hu chamar medina. So it's a machlokas if you can use chamar medina for dalar kosos, and he says if it's chamar medina and you have no choice, that's what we can use. Taf bei dalar mishir was allowed to say bahar bei batin. What if you want to do the seder in many houses? In other words, you want to do your own seder in your house, but you have a bunch of neighbors who don't know how to say the brachos. Right? They need help. So what do you do? Aleph. Yeah, you could either do your own Seder first and then go to them, or you can go to them and then do it yourself. I'm just in a nutshell. It just basically says, it's all in Aramaic, basically it just says you can do it, you can say brachos for them, even though it's brachos nehinim, for eating foods, you can say it for them and not eat anything. And it could be yours first or theirs first. It makes no difference. In your house, you're going to eat. In their house, you're not to. Because we're all Ravim Zelazeh, and even though it's a bracha of Nehenin, whether we're talking about all of everything, we're talking about karpas, maror, matzah, and yayin. You can say all these brachos for them, even though you yourself are not going to taste any of it. Because for tonight, they're all considered a mitzvah. And for a mitzvah, a Ravim Zelazeh, you can say it for other people, just like you could do for Kiddush, we know. And but Birkat HaMazon, you're going to see you can't do. You can't say that for them. Manda ba'ila ruche bitrei o bitlat bata. You want to go to two or three houses? So mevarach bereishu bevete. So make your own brachos in your own house first. Va'achil eat kol mai tzrich as much as you want. Uberach Birkat HaMazon. Finish your own haggadah, your own seder first, and make all your own brachos. V'hadar, and afterwards, it's a little bit late, but mevarech l'kol chad v'chad v'veite. You can go to each and every, as many houses as you want, go into someone else's house, say all the brachos for them that they need as the Seder progresses, for each item itself, right? There's the different things. V'shatu inu kasa de kedusha de garata v'achli yarkei u'matza. And these people are going to say amen, they're going to listen, and they eat everything as the night progresses. It starts off with kiddush, right? The grape juice, the matzah, the karpas, the chule. The ihu, and this guy who's saying all the brachos, who already made his own haggadah, his own Seder. Lo achil v'shaltei behadayu. And he doesn't eat or drink in their houses. He's just saying the bracha for them.
Why is this in Aramaic?
Yeah. I don't know. He just copies it. I think from the Rif, wherever the Lashon comes from. I don't know. I don't know why. Sorry, it's a little more difficult for us. V'shavik ulu migmar sidutayu, and you let them finish eating their meal. Umivarchi'in hu birkas hamazon. But they have to make their own birkas hamazon, because that you can only do, you can only say if you ate yourself. V'ilo yade yikra mila b'mila. And if they don't know how to say birkas hamazon, then say each word for them, and they repeat each word. Because you can't say it for them, they have, because you didn't eat. But you can read it out loud, word for word, and they'll just keep repeating after you. V'hader azel lebeit achrini v'avid achi. And you can do this in another house again.
V'hader... How is he making birkas hamazon? Or there's his machlokes, so whether he can make a birkas hamazon?
He cannot make his own birkas. Sorry. The guy who's going there to someone else's house, so the ones who ate could say birkas hamazon. But if they don't know how to read or don't have a bencher to say birkas hamazon, you can say it for them, but they have to repeat it word for word, because they can't just answer amen, because it doesn't, it's not a birkat hamitzvah. Only for birkat hamitzvah, you can just say it and they'll answer amen. This is, a bracha achrona for nehenin, and so that they have to say it themselves verbally. Or listen from someone else who's chayav in it. V'hadar azil leveti v'gamra halela. V'shati kasa v'halela. And then he goes back home, this guy, this mitzvah boy. He can go back home now and finish his own Seder of Halal. And if he wants to go to their house first, but that's also fine. Either order. Baruch lehu v'lo achil v'lo ta'in. So he says the bracha for them, and he doesn't taste it. He doesn't taste the wine, he doesn't taste anything. He's just saying all the brachas for them. And then when they finish, right, their hamotzi, their maror, hada azil leveti umakadesh. Then he goes to his house and has his own seder and says all of his own brachos and eats there. V'mirtze yigmara kol beveto, and he can finish halal in his house. V'achar kach yelech lekadesh abatim acherim v'lo yochal v'yishta imayim. And he can finish everything in his house and then go to them, or he can go to them in the middle before halal. It doesn't really matter. And if you're going to finish halal, and you can finish halal in their house and say the kos revi'i in their house, you can say a kos revi'i in your house. It doesn't really matter. But if you finish, wherever you finish kos revi'i, if you keep going from house to house after kos revi'i, you can't keep on drinking. Because that's it. All right.